Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Dreary day here in West Palm Beach, folks. Welcome on into Saturday Tailgate. Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez, we got you locked in till 10 a.m. today. We're going to be talking everything college football, everything NFL, a lot of baseball to discuss as well, and certainly that Seattle game. I mean, geez, Damian, were you up late enough last night, my friend?
Oh, my God. I believe I got home around like 2 in the morning. Game ended around 1:30. You know, we wrapped up high school at 11. It was top of the 8th.
Listen, I would have went home.
We figured.
You guys are crazy.
I mean,
for
we watched
here.
We watched the entire game basically, not you know, on and off because we were obviously tending to the duties of high school football. But you know, we got this far into the game, we figured we can't leave now. And then, like about 2 hours later, it's 1:30 in the morning. Mariners bases loaded, zero out, double play, and the inning's over.
Yeah,
it's just unbelievable, and that happened like twice.
And the Tigers. Obviously surrendered that 2-1 lead. Runs were cheap last night. Runs weren't coming across the plate often. And Rivas was able to get that RBI single, which scored Jorge Polanco.
No, other way around. Polanco scored.
No, that's the 15th. But in the 7th, Rivas tied the game up. Polanco scored, made it 2-2, and then it went to extra innings for eternity. I mean, 15 innings of baseball. Now, I hate the Ghost Runner, so I'm not going to sit here and complain about 15 innings of baseball. It was just late. My God, it was late. And, Damian, we had to be up this morning. I feel like a lot of people probably wanted that game to be wrapped up before 15 innings and 1:30 in the morning. But that's why baseball is so great, in my opinion, too, because a game like that, I mean, how about those Mariner fans having to sweat that one out? Now, they were 3 hours behind. You know, it was friggin' 9 in the morning, 10 in the morning there. But the Mariners able to take care of business. They're going to be in the ALCS. Now, Scooble was unbelievable. I go back to teams in the Central, like the AL Central and the Detroit Tigers gave the Mariners everything they could handle. It was a 5-game series. It was absolute theater. And Tarik Skubal, 6 innings, 13 strikeouts.
He had 10 through 4.
And he had 7 consecutive strikeouts in a row, a playoff record. I mean, Skubal is the best pitcher, one of the best pitchers I've ever seen. And that's coming from a Cleveland Indians fan who's seen the likes of, you know, Corey Kluber for all those years, Shane Bieber, Cliff Lee, CC Sabathia. I mean, my team is a breeding ground of starting pitchers. I joke around, we don't pay anybody, you know. So the Indians are the farm system for starting pitchers throughout the league. But Skubal, man, our intra-division rivals, Skubal is unbelievable. And he went 99 pitches last night, 13 strikeouts, so 6 innings. Finnegan, again, kind of the one who got caught with his pants down. If you remember, Kyle Finnegan, the bullpen arm that they added at the trade deadline from the Nationals, actually saw him pitch. I saw Finnegan pitch at Cacti Park. Shout out our great partners, Cacti Park. Saw him come in a couple of times when Colin and I were out there on remote when spring training ball was going on. But the former National coming in and blowing the game. But the story is Seattle. The story now in the ALCS is set between Seattle and Toronto. Toronto's first time back in the championship series since 2016. And then on the flip side for the Mariners, first time in over 20 years. This was a big win for the Seattle Mariners last night. And I really do think when it comes to baseball, I think baseball is having a comeback. I do. I think people are kind of falling short with the NBA. People are falling asleep at the wheel with the NBA, with the kind of player and the divas and all that. And I do think baseball is back. And certainly last night's game, I think proves that not only on the ball diamond, but I'm pretty sure it did a good rating, even though it went into the, you know, into the wee hours of the morning. Now there's another good baseball game coming up tonight. You got the Cubbies and Brewers. The Cubs forced a game five win it all situation in Milwaukee. The Cubs bats woke up at Wrigley. That crowd was electric. We heard from Colin's friend Joe. By the way, Colin Russo. You can listen to Russo and Rizzo Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Listen to myself and Colin Russo. But Colin mentioned he had a buddy. His buddy Joe is at the game. He heard from him. If you want to listen to that, go back and download the ESPN South Florida app, and you could go and listen to all the Russo and Rizzo episodes right there. That's that brand new ESPN South Florida app. But Damien, I knew plenty of people that were in the bleachers and were in the stands for that Cubby game as well. But this time around, the Cubs and Brewers is going to be in Milwaukee. And Milwaukee, obviously, with that home field, they're 97 game season, win game, or excuse me, their 97 win season. It took a while to spit that one out. And that home crowd will be electric, too. We have sister stations in Chicago and in Milwaukee. Colin came from one of our sister stations in Wisconsin, the Madison station. They're all fired up. It's going to be a great game. Now, Milwaukee got big hits from Chirio. They got big hits. I think, really, they're going to need Chirio to clutch up again. But baseball is one of those sports where it's really not just one guy. But Chirio made those games unreachable for the Cubbies in games one and two. And the pitching, the Brewers starting pitching blew up in the 6-0 loss. Freddie Peralta, their ace, they had to pull him by the third, fourth inning. So I'm interested to see how the pitchers are going to be deployed tonight. I do think the Cubs' arms are depleted. Damien, you told me you were talking with Colin last night when you guys were watching that Mariner game. The Mariners are going to have some decisions to make because they really depleted all their arms for that ALCS series coming up in tomorrow.
Castillo, first game in his career where he came in as a relief pitcher.
Luis Castillo, I mean, geez. So I think you're going to see a little bit of that coming up tonight for the Cubs and the Brewers. I think it's going to be one of those games where throw everything you know about conventional baseball out the door. The moment things go haywire in an elimination game, you know, people are, or rather teams are going to be making decisions. So there have been no starters named, believe it or not. This game is 8 p.m. coming up tonight. No starters named for game five so far. If I find out throughout the show, I will keep you updated, but we are still waiting on starting pitchers to be announced for the game coming up tonight, the win or go home game.
Worth noting too, the Brewers can potentially blow a 2-0 lead in the series here to the Cubs, being that they won the first two games in blowout fashion. The Cubs did come back, and now they have a chance to seal the series after being down 0-2.
The Cleveland Indians have done this multiple times to the Yankees. We've seen teams in the past capitulate in the final three games and lose all three and have the other team go forward. So I'm interested to see what the Brewers do. These are two divisional rivals. Five wins separated them. The Brewers won the division by five games in that Central this year. Cubbies winners of 92, Milwaukee winners of 97. You know how it is, man. When these teams know each other, they know each other well. And I'm not surprised to see this go to distance. The other divisional games that you saw did not go to distance, though. The Blue Jays and the Yankees. Blue Jays able to wrap that up in three games, and then in four games, and then against the Guardians, the Tigers were able to take care of business. Cleveland only winning one, Tigers winning two. So hasn't really panned out. We did not see that winner go home divisional game yet until tonight between the Cubs and Milwaukee. Not shocked at all because these two teams pretty solid throughout the season. Now, Chicago's bullpen, the real question. Milwaukee really has great pitching. I know you didn't see that in the 6-0 loss in Wrigley, but that just shows the kind of bats that the Cubbies have. That power and Kyle Tucker and Seiya Suzuki. Hell, Michael Busch. I mean, Michael Busch, he could go yard at any moment in these games. Pete Crow Armstrong. It's a strong lineup for Chicago, and those bats are going to have to carry over because I think pitching is going to be the issue for the Cubbies yet again in Milwaukee. But, Damien, I am going to go with the Cubs in this because I think the Brewers are chokers.
I'm right there with you. I think the momentum is on the Cubs' side for sure.
I just think, like, until proven elsewhere, and Toronto kind of proved it to me. I doubted Toronto. I thought the Yankees were going to win, you know, two games, or rather, three games. Sorry, I keep on forgetting. It's a three-game series, five-game series. I thought the Yankees were going to be able to win in their series. They didn't. I've kind of been wrong every step of the way. Outside of, I actually did predict the Tigers to beat the Guards, but I have been wrong every step of the way.
I mean, that's the
that.
Beauty of it, though, at the end of the day. The unpredictability of these playoff series.
Actually, the Dodgers. So, Dodgers and
that's the easy pick,
Tigers.
Though. Come on,
it
the
is.
Dodgers.
Yeah, it's a layup. But at the same time, if Philadelphia got their head out of their you-know-whats and were able to get one GD base hit, I mean, we could have got a Game 5. I wish we could have got a Game 5, too, as a baseball fan. But Philadelphia had one of the worst. How about Philly? One of the worst sports nights I've ever seen in my entire life. Now, I've been there as a Cleveland fan, trust me, with the Cavs and the Indians losing the same night. But at the same time, like, whew, that was, you know, Eagles losing to a rookie quarterback and then the Phillies just completely pooping down their leg after the Dodgers gave them every single chance in the world to come back and win that game. But 888-760-3776. Baseball, we almost have the championship series set. It's set on the AL side. It's going to be the Mariners doing battle coming up against the Blue Jays. And then the Dodgers are waiting for the winner of tonight's game. That is the Cubbies and the Brewers. Both Damian and I are going with the Cubbies in this one. 888-760-3776. Who do you think? Chime on in, folks. Once again, Saturday tailgate, Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez. Download that brand new ESPN South Florida app. It's your one-stop shop for everything. You can listen to ESPN 106.3 live. Coming up later on tonight, I'm going to be on the call for the Inter-Miami game at 7 p.m. You can listen to Inter-Miami and myself on the app. We are the new home of the Florida Panthers in Palm Beach County. If you need somewhere to listen in the game, 106.3, we're your spot. In Palm Beach County for the Florida Panthers. But 888-760-3776 if you want to touch in on the great baseball that has been happening. I am awaiting the starting pitchers for the 8:08 first pitch tonight in Milwaukee between the Cubs and the Brewers. Dane, let's flip things on over to the college football side. You know me, college football snob. I like the slate today, but you know what I'm most happy about today. You know what I'm happy
about. You get to actually sit on that couch and watch Ohio State.
Oh,
now, they are against your Illini.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So that's interesting.
Now, Dame, I gotta say, you know, these other middling teams, you know, I root. Like the Illini, you know, my guys in Peoria, my people in Peoria, they know I root for the Illini, but they're playing the Buckeyes, man.
Not today.
No, God, no. They're like every other schmuck that we come across on the college football schedule.
Seeing red.
Oh, man, dude. I think it's going to be tough, though. I did pick Ohio State to cover that 14.5, but I think it's going to be a game in the first half. And my cousin, Connor, yes, he played football for Illinois. He's a graduate back in 2021, running back, Dame. So he's going to be at the game with my cousin, Tony. So it's going to be a lot of fun, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be texting. I even think Uncle Vinny might be in attendance for that game in Champaign. But they're you know, they're Illini people. You know, they're Illini people. Buckeyes travel well. There's going to be a good crowd there for Ohio State cheering them on. Dame, you want to know what? So Scott Van Pelt, I probably should have pulled up the sound for this. But Scott Van Pelt, ESPN legend, obviously SVP, folks, goes without me needing to explain. He said something about the Buckeyes that hit home to me.
What was that?
Every single game that Ohio State plays, it's the other team's biggest game of the season.
That's that brand.
It's the other team's.
I mean, at the end
of
the day, you guys are the national champs.
He even said, including Michigan. But, like, take that natty aside. Every single year. It's been like that for the last 15 years. That's what SVP was explaining. Illinois is going to give. We get everybody. It's similar to Inter-Miami. Inter-Miami gets every team's best shot.
Yeah, there's a target on your back.
It's similar to the Patriots of years past. It's similar to the Miami Hurricanes in the 90s and the early 2000s. That's what the Buckeyes are, and that's why I'm a little bit worried today. But I think the second half, hopefully, they'll be able to pull away and really be able to take care of business. But 14.5 for their good friends at Hard Rock Bet. We'll be having to take a look at that. Now, folks, all this bowl season, or rather all this college football talk, it's getting me into bowl season. Folks, keep in mind, the 2025 Boca Raton Bowl, the 12th annual Boca Raton Bowl, is coming your way December 23rd at Flagler Credit Union Stadium. Who wants to be up north with all the snowbirds? Not me. I want to be down here watching some fantastic football, enjoying some great weather in beautiful Boca Raton, Florida. You can get your pre-sale sign up for the Boca Raton Bowl at BocaRatonBowl.com/tickets. That's BocaRatonBowl.com/tickets. You can get signed up for your pre-sale sign up. Every single week, I do Boca Bowl Weekly. Every Tuesday, I get you caught up on the college football slate, what's going on in some of those conferences that we might be seeing coming up in the 12th annual Boca Raton Bowl, like the American, the MAC, Conference USA. But the Boca Bowl has gotten Power 5 squads like Syracuse and BYU in the past. Keep an eye on BocaRatonBowl.com/tickets, because you're going to get all your latest updates there on social media as well, at Boca Bowl. BocaRatonBowl.com/tickets. Get signed up for your pre-sale sign-up December 23rd at Flagler Credit Union Stadium. So, Dame, that's Ohio State and Illinois. I think Ohio State will take care of business in the second half. I think Bielma and the Illini will keep things close in that first half. You want to know what my mortal lock of the weekend is?
I think I have an idea.
What is it?
Bama
against Missouri. So Missouri has played absolutely no one. And for some reason, a lot of people are giving them their flowers. Now, they've played South Carolina. South Carolina isn't that top team in the country like a lot of people thought they would be this year.
Was Lenore Seller in for that game? I believe
he was. He was. Sellers was in the game. He had 302 yards and 2 touchdowns, and South Carolina still lost the game. But the Gamecocks 2-2 on the year with losses to Vanderbilt and Missouri. They are, by all standards, done. And I kind of saw that coming, man. They were everyone's darling at the end of the season last year. People were begging for them to make the college football playoff. Happy they didn't. But Missouri going to be taking on Bama. Now, the game is in Missouri. Place will be rocking. It's probably their biggest game in the last decade. Alabama, one of those brands similar to Ohio State. Usually, if Bama's on your schedule, it's your biggest game. Just ask Florida State that. They're able to take advantage of that. But I got Bama. It's 3.5 with their good friends at Hard Rock Bet. I love Alabama in this game. Like Ty Simpson a lot. I think Kalen DeBoer has figured things out offensively. The defense is finally starting to fly around to the ball a little bit. They've recruited well. They have great transfers. I think Alabama's the best team in the SEC. Neither here nor there. I think they proved that with another convincing road victory today. It's a noon game, so it's going to be on during that Ohio State and Illinois. That noon slate is unbelievable today with two ranked matchups of Alabama and Missouri and Ohio State traveling to Champaign and Illinois. But give me the Tide. Roll Tide at noon today. 3.5-point spread with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. You'll thank me later. Next, what do you think of Florida State and Pitt?
I think I see a lot of points in that game. FSU has a great defense. I don't think Pitt will get the best of them. I got FSU winning that game and convincing.
Pitt stinks. And the reason I ask you, Dame, is because I hate how Norvell and the Seminoles showed up the first three quarters against Miami. Dude, Miami was begging for Florida State to win that game in the fourth quarter. And if Norvell had his team ready to play in the first quarter, the second quarter, and guess what? After halftime, the third quarter, they would have won that game. I felt bad for Florida State.
Yeah, 19 points in the fourth quarter.
I really felt bad for my Florida State brethren down here in South Florida, because if you're like, I put that game specifically on the coach. They were not ready to play. The defense got smacked in the mouth numerous times. Carson Beck had, what, 3 touchdown passes in the game. DBs couldn't cover a fly. Fly's actually pretty hard to cover.
Yeah.
They couldn't cover a tortoise. Okay, in that defensive backfield. So shame on Norvell and shame on that coaching staff, Gus Malzahn and company, for not having that team ready to play and not giving the home fans, you know, a team who was hungry. And that was our big thing. Dame, I thought Miami would win the game. But I also thought Miami would win by like a game-winning field goal and come down to the wire. It was none of that. It was Florida State battling back 19 unanswered points. 19 unanswered points in the fourth quarter. Too little too late for Florida State in that game against Miami last week. Geez, oh man, 19 points in the fourth quarter. They outscored them 19-0. Tells you they weren't ready to play. They get back on track today with a big win against Pitt. Pitt stinks. If they don't win against Pitt, Florida State fans, do not listen to me on Monday. Don't. Because I don't want to hear of Florida State ever again this season if you lose to Pitt. You're done. Got to win out. And that's the sad part. Got to win out. Is it possible? Absolutely. They play nobody. That ACC schedule is a joke. Granted, the Big Ten schedule is a joke, too. There's two teams in the Big Ten as well, folks. It's one of those years. SEC is loaded with about 5-6 teams. Big Ten has two teams in Oregon and Ohio State. And the ACC really has, what, Miami?
Yeah.
I want to say
list
Florida
ends there.
Listen, if Florida State goes undefeated, I'll say them at the end of the year. But that's Florida State and Pitt. 888-760-3776. Any Florida State alum fans, listen on in. Want to call in, talk about the Seminoles. Let's have a conversation. 888-760-3776. As I said, I felt bad for you this last Saturday. Dame, I got done with Inter Miami at about, 9:15, left South Florida, left Lauderdale around 9:15, got home to watch the end of the fourth quarter. And I couldn't help but tell myself, man, if Norvell had this team ready to play, the Seminoles and these fans probably win this game. Continuing on the slate, so that's noon. Noon, three good games in Ohio State, Illinois, Bama, Mizzou, and I guess Florida State and Pitt. Ole Miss is taking on Washington State in Ole Miss. That's going to be a bloodbath. And then Indiana and Oregon at 3:30. This is interesting because Oregon, the number three team in the country, who's their best win, Dame?
Their best win is
Penn State.
And that happened last week.
Is Penn
Fresh
State
off that big win.
2 weeks ago. Is Penn State any good? No, they stink.
I don't think so.
They lost to UCLA, the worst Power Four team in the country. They were 0-4 UCLA heading into that game, and they smacked James Franklin and company. Don't even give me. Penn State's on my you-know-what list. It's Big Ten Mike. I'm known as Big Ten Mike in my circles. Penn State's on my you-know-what list.
Say it. Frauds.
I almost said something else. My you-know-what list for lack of better terms. But Oregon, they need this because Penn State stinks. Now, Oregon, if they lose one game, they go undefeated. They lose two games. I think they're in the college football playoff. The clout of the Big Ten is going to be able to carry them into the playoff. But Indiana and Cignetti, I feel like that team plays every single week like they have something to prove. They beat Illinois at home, by the way, 63-10. 63-10. I don't even think Ohio State, now it's on the road. Ohio State plays Illinois on the road. I don't even think my Buckeyes are going to beat Illinois by 53 points. So Cignetti, they might be onto something over there. Indiana might be pretty good. And I think we're going to find out a bit as we go on after the 3:30 start time and go through this game between Oregon and Indiana. Folks, we've been through the noon matchups. We've been through the 3 o'clock matchups. Do you need somewhere to watch these games? Pig Beach Barbecue. That's where I want you to watch these games today. Pig Beach Barbecue on 2400 South Dixie Highway is your spot to watch all of the football. They have the best TVs, folks. They have the best video walls, big screen TVs, and audio systems. One of the best in South Florida. It's the best place to watch all the games and enjoy incredible barbecue, burgers, signature sandwiches, beers, cocktails, and so much more as you cheer your favorite team on. They got the NFL Sunday ticket. If you want the game, just ask. They got the Sunday ticket. They obviously have all of the college football games as well. Their late night happy hour is going to keep you cheering throughout the entire night and the game. Do football season right at Pig Beach Barbecue. And if you need somewhere to watch these games, that's our good friends at Pig Beach Barbecue. But 3:30, Indiana and Oregon. My best guess is Oregon blows the doors off them. I hope I'm wrong. The Big Ten needs Indiana, to be decent in this game, or else it's really going to turn into a two-team race in Ohio State and Oregon.
It's a big game for Oregon. They could potentially be the number one seed if they do win.
Nah.
You don't think so?
No, the Buckeyes still will be. At least until the college football playoff.
Because that would 25 be, comes for out. Oregon, that would be back-to-back wins versus Penn State and Indiana.
I think with Ohio State and how, Dane, the Buckeye defense has not given up more than 7 points all season long. They're holding opponents to 5 points a game. Now, if you ask my good buddy Colin Russo, great friend Colin Russo, and you can listen to Russo and Rizzo, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. The Buckeyes have played nobody, and they stink, for lack of better terms. But I think the Buckeyes could be a cut above everybody else. Could be wrong there. We could find out against Illinois, all right? But Julian's saying it's the highest completion percentage in the country. Freshman quarterback starting. Highest completion percentage in the country. They have the two best receivers in the country in Smith and Tate. And the best defense with a veteran-led offensive line and Bo Jackson and running back Dame. I don't know, partner. Maybe when the college football playoff, I think the AP will keep the Buckeyes at one. But if the college football playoff top 25 was coming out this week, I might agree with you. I might agree with you. But Ohio State, keep in mind, Illinois is the 17th ranked team in the country as well. So that would be wins. Now, if you're going to tell me the Penn State win matters, the Texas win matters too.
That's very true.
Because both of those teams are unranked. It's the third time in about 30 years that the preseason 1 and 2 are unranked by week 7.
I think at the end of the season, and we might be there right now, but I feel like at the end of the season, we might look back and say, man, we were very wrong about Texas, at least coming into the season.
I mean, we're already there, Dame. I'm already there with that team. They lost to Florida. And listen, Gator fans out there, you know, don't fight me through the radio. But they lost to Florida. Dame, Florida stinks.
Yeah.
They got a great defense. But that offense, man. What were the conversations with Texas after the Ohio State game? They have the best defense in the country. I think as a Buckeyes supporter, they didn't let Julian Sain do a lot in the playbook. And granted, thank God, it was his first start in college, and they dumbed it down for him. They did what they needed to do to win the game. I could respect that. I think if Ohio State and Texas played each other now, it would be a two-score game. Things change. Just like the NFL, it's a week-by-week thing. But Oregon and Indiana, a lot of implications there to Damian's point. Could Oregon jump Miami? Miami, the number two team in the country. If we're going to play the schedule game again, in my opinion, Notre Dame stinks. Notre Dame's a bad team. They got two losses. They gave up 30 points to Vinny Sutherland's Purdue Boilermakers at home. I don't want to hear about Notre Dame until the end of the season. If they have two losses, they're sadly getting in, which stinks, okay? Absolutely stinks. But Notre Dame stinks. We'll see about Florida State, mate, right? All my Florida State fans out there, you got to win out. But right now, you look at that Florida State when you go, huh, you know? We could do that with every single team. With every single team, you could play the schedule game.
That's college football, though.
It is. But, like, that's kind of my point is you go through all the top teams in the country and go, oh, they stink now. I don't know. I think it's a cop-out. You want to know what's going to be a fun game? The Red – I always – this is a tongue twister for me. The Red River rivalry is going to be a fun game. Dame, do me a favor. Look up if John Mateer is playing in the game. As of yesterday at 5:30 when Colin and I were talking about this, I believe he wasn't playing in the game. But let's fast forward to 9:27 on a
– upgraded to probable.
Okay, so he's probably going to play. So John Mateer probably – obviously P stands for probable. But in my opinion, Mateer probably going to play. 3-2 Texas with their full-strength roster against injured John Mateer in Oklahoma. I'm to the point – where if John Mateer wasn't even playing, I'd still go with Oklahoma. Oklahoma's good, dude. Venables runs a great defense. We've known that for years. But they've figured things out offensively, even without Mateer. They're 5-0 on the year. They're the number 6 ranked team in the country with wins against Auburn and Michigan. Oklahoma looks pretty good. And I think they win this game convincingly against Texas. Virginia Tech and Georgia Tech battle of the Techs. Georgia Tech 5-0 on the year with their quarterback Haynes King, 13th ranked team in the country. That's a 3:30 game. Notre Dame and NC State. God, we could only hope that NC State beats Notre Dame at 3:30. And then after that, Dame, the 3 o'clock games don't really do it for me. Tennessee's going to beat Arkansas by about 40 points today without their head coach. Florida and A&M, that's the 7 p.m. game. 4-3 losses on the year, as we know, to both of the Florida teams.
They can really play spoiler here, Florida.
Excuse me, Dame. To South Florida, when I say both Florida teams, I mean South Florida, Miami, LSU. But they did beat Texas. Texas was the 9th ranked team in the country last week. They beat Texas 29-21 at home. But Florida, if they beat A&M, I think they're a ranked team next week. A&M, the 5th ranked team in the country, but that game at Kyle Field. My best guess is that A&M probably wins and covers that 7.5 point spread with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet.
This is your season right here. This is your bowl game in a sense.
They've been playing for their season since they lost to USF, brother. That's the fact of the matter. Texas Tech at Kansas. Texas Tech, the ninth-ranked team in the country, best team in the Big 12. They're getting a lot of clout right now. They're taking on Kansas. Another low-key good game, Damian, is Georgia and Auburn. It's that you talk about playing for their season. Auburn is 0-2 in the conference. Auburn lost to Oklahoma by a touchdown, and then they lost to A&M by 6. They've lost both their conference games by one score. It doesn't get easier for them as they're taking on the 10th-ranked Georgia Bulldogs. I think that's the best game of the night. And then you move on to the Big Ten game in Michigan and USC. Listen, if Michigan loses this game, I don't want to hear about how big of a program they are. This is a game that a good team wins. I don't think USC is very good.
You're setting this up.
I mean, I'm not, though. If Michigan loses this game, they're not on the level of the best teams in the country, like Miami, like Florida State, like Miami and Ohio State. Excuse me. They're not. So they need to win this game, okay? And after that, that's really it. That's a college slate, folks. Unless you're into South Carolina and LSU, at LSU, is Brian Kelly going to lay an egg? But that's really all the great college football that we got going on. I talked about those Florida Gators, folks. And the fact of the matter is the Gators are going to be having a lot of home games coming up as well. I know there's a lot of Florida faithful around here in South Florida. And Florida Gator tickets are still available. And the Gators, you know, let's call it for what it is. Florida is one of those teams where in the SEC, they're a tough out, and they're going to be able to beat anyone in the country. And if you're a Florida Gator fan, listen, man, tickets are still on sale for the 2025 Florida Gator season. Visit FloridaGators.com to secure your seat at the Swamp. That's FloridaGators.com. You got senior night coming up against Florida State later on in the season on November 29th. You just had the SEC home opener where Florida upset the number 9th-ranked team in the country, the Texas Longhorns. What are you waiting for, man? Go to FloridaGators.com/tickets. That's FloridaGators.com/tickets to secure your seat at the Swamp today. And Florida, with a big one, taking on Texas A&M at Kyle Field coming up tonight. When we come back, we'll talk a little NFL. We'll touch on all the college games. When we get back into baseball, it's a Saturday tailgate. Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Folks, download the ESPN South Florida app today because I'll tell you what, you're going to want to listen to Inter-Miami coverage. You're going to want to listen to Florida Panther coverage. We are the new Palm Beach County home of the Florida Panthers. You're going to want to listen to the Hurricanes. You're going to want to listen to the Heat. You're going to want to listen to, theoretically speaking, Russo and Rizzo. All the great stuff we got at ESPN South Florida can be at your fingertips, can be on that South Florida app. Download it today. It's on the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. That is the ESPN South Florida app. Another app that you need to be keeping your mind on as you're listening to Panther hockey, as you're listening to Inter-Miami football, is the Hard Rock Bet app. Folks, download it today. A great time to get involved on the Hard Rock Bet app. You got all the games. You got baseball. You got baseball playoffs. You got NFL. You got college football. I mean, there's no better time. Hockey, you want to bet on the Panthers while listening to the game? Well, guess what? Download that Hard Rock Bet app today and get involved. $5. Deposit $5. Win $150 instantly if you win the matchup. That's our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888. Admit it. We got Colin outside the studio. How you doing, brother?
Who's that hooligan?
Yeah, who's this guy? Yeah, we just got done with his F-45 training.
Call security.
Yeah. He's up by the window. Call security. Grab him. Speaking of Hard Rock, you know, Colin and I made our Hard Rock parlay of the weekend. We're going to make our own here on Saturday Tailgate coming up in just a little bit. But Dame, is anything screaming at you today? Is anything, You got anything in mind? Is there an Inter Miami bet that I'm not seeing today?
I love Inter Miami today. This is a decisive game for Inter Miami, and Atlanta is an accessible opponent. You know, they're eliminated from playoff contention, so this is the game that Inter Miami should win. But I'm also right there with you with Alabama. I love Alabama today. You know, Mizzou is a good opponent, a good SEC opponent. I think Alabama will show up and show out versus Mizzou tonight.
All right.
Today, excuse me.
Speaking of Inter Miami, this comes from the voice of the Inter Miami Herons and my good friend Ken Lavica. Says, Riz, heads up. Ricardo Montenegro, Tyler Hall, and Samuel Bisabi, all from Miami too. So Inter Miami, probably going to be having a lesser roster today, is for what I'm assuming, because of the international duties. But Messi is available.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
That's all I got to hear.
That's going to be big. And then he ended the text with, Riz, ATL is a GD disaster.
I mean, he's not wrong.
He's not. I think, listen, with what we heard from the voice in the Miami Herons, Ken Lavica.
Who knows better?
We're going to, I mean, what's that? I'll have you look that in the break, the goal line and whatever. I think Inter Miami is going to score a goal tonight. Am I going to call a Messi goal tonight? I'm filling in for Ken, by the way, folks, tonight. Filling in for Ken. Shout out Ken and our GM, Stephanie Prince.
I'm not even going to answer that question. Just don't want to jinx
it. I called
it.
Four games. Steph and Ken have let me call four games this year, and I've not seen a Messi goal. I've not called a Messi goal. To the point, Damian, my friends are betting on Messi not to score. I'm the Maloik. This needs to change. He's like minus 250 on Hard Rock to score.
Which is crazy because I feel like before you started calling the games and FAU started.
Every game.
He was scoring every game.
Damian, he's got the most goals in the MLS with 24.
He had like a streak of braces too where he scored for like two goals in like five straight games.
Unbelievable. Like, I'm begging for it. You can hear it in my voice on the broadcast, too. Every time Messi gets in the box, I'm like a kid on Christmas. But it's like, oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God. Can I call Leo goal? Can I call Lionel Messi goal? I've called four games. Guys, you got 24 goals in the MLS.
I'll tell you what. Guess Lionel Messi's anytime goal scorer.
It's probably like minus 300.
Minus 325.
Dude, it's even like it's crazy. You bet against that because I'm on the call. The Maloik over here is my family. Like, Dame, if you put the curse on it, or I'm trying to think of another adjective. If you're the reason something bad is happening.
The juju.
The Maloikio. Maloik for short, but the Maloikio. I'm the Maloik. I need to bring the St. Jude statue to the broadcast booth tonight. All right? Put it on the damn table. Jeez, oh, man. Dude. This is the best time to be a sports fan. Is it not?
Yeah, you got everything.
I'm on the call for Inter Miami tonight. I cannot wait. All right? You got MLB postseason baseball, a decisive game five tonight, Cubs and Brewers. You got Florida and A&M tonight. You have an unbelievable noon slate. You have an unbelievable 3:30 slate. There's something on from noon until the end of the night today. And then, I mean, an NFL Sunday, Damian.
You got the Panthers tonight as well.
NFL
Stanley Cup champion Panthers.
Dude, correct. You can listen right here on ESPN 106.3. Download the ESPN South Florida app. You can listen wherever. So download that ESPN South Florida app. You'll be able to listen wherever. What the hell was I saying? I had something came to my mind.
Hard Rock bet.
Hard Rock, Messi, no. What was it? Oh, NFL Sunday. Dame, I understand why the NFL is so bulletproof. Everything is set up perfect for the NFL on Sunday. I mean, you wake up at 10, you throw on NFL Live on ESPN.
Not even. You got the early games nowadays.
Correct. The London games, 9:30, you have a game. You could have NFL Live on in the background, or you could do what I do, and that's listen to Sunday Huddle with our good buddy Colin Russo and our other good buddy Kate Chumsland, 11-1. You listen to Sunday Huddle.
Colin's Jaguars are playing in that London game.
Yep. But they have all the great pregame shows leading right into dude, Red Zone. I'm sorry, mate. Colin hates Red Zone.
I don't get that. I don't understand
it's
that.
It's not
take.
That he hates Red Zone. It's like in
it's
true
not
Colin,
the pure art form.
He doesn't
to watch
believe
the
in
NFL.
It. No. Yeah. In true Colin fashion, he doesn't believe in it. But Red Zone always has a screen for me. The Browns this week, they're taking on the Steelers. Damon, are you aware Cleveland has lost 21 straight regular season games in Pittsburgh? They haven't won in 21 years in that godforsaken yellow mustard field. It's not Heinz Field anymore. It's called something ridiculous now that I can't remember off the top of my head. But how about this, folks? Let's actually take a timeout. Let's take our last timeout. When we come back, we'll preview that NFL slate. I'll tell you which games that I like. We'll make our parlay of the weekend with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. All that happening next, ESPN 106.3. I'm only human, yo.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Mike Rizzo.
All right, folks, it's time to put together our parlay of the weekend with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. Mentioned I wanted to talk a little NFL here. Let's take two NFL games today on Saturday tailgate. I got two. Damien, you like that Alabama game.
I do.
Right? All right. So do me a favor. Open the app up and let's create this parlay. So we like the Alabama game. The last time I checked earlier in the show is 3.5.
Yes, it is. Plus 100, 3.5.
So plus 100 to win?
No, plus 100 minus 3.5.
Okay, perfect, perfect. We'll take that. I love those odds. I told you my mortal lock of the weekend again, second week in a row, is Alabama. How about that backdoor cover Alabama had against Vanderbilt? Tell me you saw that. Tell me you saw that. Yeah. Because that was our mortal lock
last week.
Why we
play the game.
Exactly. So let's do Bama there. Dame, find me. Let's see here, partner. There are a ton of good NFL games coming up. Find me that Tampa Bay line. Find me that Tampa Bay line against the Niners. I think it's 3.5.
It is minus 3. Buccaneers are favored.
Okay.
Minus 120 for that minus 3.
I want Tampa Bay.
All right.
I want Tampa Bay at home. I think the 49ers have been flirting with devastation.
Might be Mac Jones again.
They're 4-1. Give them credit. But the Rams completely pooped that game away. They lost to the Jags the week before. I think that Tampa Bay and Baker and Emeka Egbuka take care of business coming up.
Now, there is no Godwin and no Mike Evans.
It's okay.
But dude, to your point, I think that doesn't matter.
Egbuka.
Unbelievable.
Doesn't matter. I mean, did you see his game against Seattle?
Did I see him? I have him in fantasy. Yeah. I've seen every single one of his
touchdowns. I don't
want
to say you're welcome for that, but I told you Emeka was going to be unbelievable this year. There's something in the way. As Baker Mayfield said to Jackson Smith and Jigba after
the
game.
Dude, he has been my savior week in, week out.
Dude, I have him and Baker.
Wow.
Him and Baker.
That's a fun stack.
I got the double bunderdo.
That is a very fun stack.
Dude, it's so funny. I didn't start Emeka week one. I started...
he had two touchdowns week one.
I started excuse me, Justin Jefferson, Aaron Jones, and Marvin Harrison.
Ouch.
And then after that, my buddy Zach, he's like, Riz, Emeka's a must start.
Did you lose that week?
I did, but it wasn't because I didn't have him in the lineup. I got smoked.
You would have lost anyways.
I got smoked.
That makes it better.
But I started off, Damien, 0-2. I'm 3-2.
There you go. Dude, I bet the difference is Egbuka in the lineup.
It is. But I hate to be that guy because it sounds like, oh, yeah, radio show guy. Dude, I'm really good at fantasy football. I'm unbelievable. Every single – Damien, I've been in the championship 3 straight years in a row, and I've won it twice.
I love fantasy football
myself. Dude, and like these – like the guys, Damien, my guys that I've been in this league with, we've been in this league for 15 years. My fantasy baseball league is 18 years.
Wow.
So, like, do the math, folks. I've been playing fantasy sports. I'm 12. I better know what the hell I'm doing at this point. But, the team, Baker, you want to know who screwed me? It's Chase Brown.
Oh, I have him, too.
But I have Baker.
That was my second-round pick right there.
The folks that are carrying me are Baker, Emeka, and James Cook.
James Cook is
how about I picked up DeMarcado last week? How'd that go?
did you win last week?
I did. Okay. I smoked him. Now Dalton Kincaid, he's been one of my pickups of the year too, a tight end.
Yeah.
Kincaid's been solid the last couple of weeks.
I feel like he's a sell high in a sense.
But I have Damien. I have Cook, Egbuka, Mayfield, and Justin Jefferson.
Wow.
Those are the ones that are carrying me. God forbid Marvin Harrison Jr., the one Ohio State receiver that's really not doing anything, does something. He's going to have to do something for me this week. Regardless, what do we have in the parlay so far? We have Alabama.
So far, yep. Alabama minus 3.5. Baker. And the Buccaneers minus 3.
All right. Inter-Miami, Dame. Get us in it. You look up an Inter-Miami bet while I get us our last football bet. I can't decide if I want to go on the NFL side or college. I really want to put the Buckeyes in there, but I feel like everyone hates Ohio State, so I'm not going to do that.
How do you feel about Inter-Miami -1.5 at -135?
Give me better odds, Dame. Find me a plus odds in the game.
-2, +115.
What's Allende's anytime score?
Tadeu Allende is...
It's got to be plus.
+165.
God, that's it?
Luis Suarez is +100. They got Matteo Silvetti on here. He's not even on. He's not even on the squad
tonight.
He's
playing for the U-20s in Argentina. Who do you like more?
What about
Allende's in form, mate? Allende or hang on. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, what if we gamble on first goal scorer? But to put that in a parlay,
it's balls. You know that takes a lot of you know what.
Yep.
Let's do Allende. He's right. In form. That guy scores every time I'm on the Damian. Allende has scored every time I've been on the call.
I'm right there with you.
Actually, 3 out of 4. He
scored in the last 2 games, if I'm not mistaken.
He didn't score against Houston, but he scored against Toronto. He scored last game. And then, Dame, who was in the middle? I called...
Toronto?
Well...
He scored against Toronto. He did not score against Chicago. He scored a brace against New England. And then before that, he also scored against DC United in that 3-2 win.
All right, so he scored in 3 out of the 5 games I've called this year.
Correct.
We take Allende. All right, and then our final football bet. You know what? You guys are just going to have to deal with it. Throw the Buckeyes in there, -14.5. I really don't like anything else.
The line has actually moved. It's at -15.5.
That means everyone's taking it, Damian.
Public is on Ohio State.
Everybody is on. Dude. To be fair, the Buckeyes are a cover machine. Damian, they've covered every single game outside of Ohio. By the way, both of my schools, Ohio University and Ohio State, they played each other this year. I was supposed to go to the game, but life happens. I had to work, couldn't go. But that was the only game they didn't cover. The Bobcats covered against the Buckeyes, the only team to cover. Minnesota, 42-3. So, yeah, yep. You're throwing out. 15, fine. We'll take them.
We'll take it.
We'll take them.
All right. So we got Alabama -3.5, Buccaneers -3, Tadeu Allende anytime goal scorer, and Ohio State -15.5, +1,1755. So $20 would win you $371.
Wow. I feel it. Dame, I feel it in my bones.
I like it.
Now, Inter-Miami needs a win tonight, brother.
Yeah.
Now, good news is Atlanta. And I agree with her voice in the Inter-Miami Herons, Ken LaVica. They stink. So that team is not good in Atlanta United. But, folks, that's going to wrap up the show today. Appreciate everyone who listened. Download that ESPN South Florida app today and keep it locked in right here on ESPN 106.3.